عبس وتولى أن جاءه الأعمى
وما يدريك لعله يزكى أو يذكر فتنفعه الذكرى.
سورة عبس. He frowned. In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful. He, the Prophet, frowned and turned away, because there came to him the blind man, interrupting. But what would make you perceive, O Muhammad, that perhaps he might be purified, or be reminded and the remembrance would benefit him? As for he who thinks himself without need, to him you give attention, and not upon you is any blame if he will not be purified. But as for he who came to you striving for knowledge, while he fears Allah, from him you are distracted. No, indeed, these verses are a reminder.
Islam by touch.
Yep.
How you doing, brother?
Alhamdulillah.
Salam
doing well. Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
What does that mean? Some people, you know, they tune into the Deen Show first time. What do these guys speak in Arabic? What's salam alaykum mean for?
So the salam alaykum is the greeting of peace between Muslims. So I'm just saying, may peace be upon you, and you respond back to me, and may it be upon you as well.
Yeah, that's what we people of peace, wishing it for everybody. Tell us, we were talking a little bit about what's the difference between legally blind, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then the other one is totally blind.
And totally blind, yeah.
Not many people don't know. What's the difference? What does it mean when you say that?
So for example, myself, I'm legally blind. So what that means is that I have vision, mm-hmm. but my vision is so bad, you know, I really can't see that much. So my vision is so bad and is deteriorated so much that according to the law of the land, I'm blind. So I can't drive a car. If you give me most standard documents, I want to be able to read it to you, you know, and mm-hmm. at night, with my specific condition, I have night blindness. So at night it's almost non-existent.
Yeah. It's interesting. We were talking a little bit about, what was that convention you were at? We missed each other.
The Mass Ikhna.
Yeah.
The Mass Ikhna. I told you, I went to the Y Islam booth.
Yeah.
And I told the brother over there. And I was like, listen, man, when Eddie comes back or something, just shoot me a bat signal or something. You know, make a loud noise so I could find you and I could talk to the brother. But alhamdulillah, we met up and then we're able to do this.
We got, alhamdulillah. We got united. Now, your wife, you're legally blind.
Yes.
And your wife, she's
totally blind.
And she's actually a convert to, she's a revert convert. She accepted Islam?
Yes, she did. So my wife, she can't see anything at all.
Yeah.
You know. And she accepted Islam about 12 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Alhamdulillah, we were friends at that point. And, you know, I gave her dawah. And it was a conversation, really. It really wasn't just like, this is Islam and that's it. She was Catholic and we would go back and forth on different points. And about a year of knowing each other, she was like, I want to take my shahada. I want to be a Muslim.
Mm-hmm.
So, at that point, alhamdulillah, I was her only Muslim contact. So I learned more about the deen to teach her about the deen, pretty much. And mm-hmm. the deen meaning I'm talking about Islam, the religion, yeah. right? So a year after her making her intention to become a Muslim, I walked her to a masjid, a mosque in Elizabeth, New Jersey,
mm-hmm.
and she took her shahada.
Yeah.
She took her declaration of faith.
Yeah, for those people tuning in who don't know what that means, that's simply when someone becomes a Muslim, they declare what's already innately built in them, that they let out that testimony that there's nothing worthy of worship except the creator of the heavens and earth. And the one who brought this message is the same message as Jesus, Moses, Abraham, and all the other messengers, Prophet Muhammad being the last of those messengers, the seal of the prophet. So that's the shahada for the people that don't know. And then you started together with your wife, you started this wonderful project. You were talking to me a little bit how there's over in the world, what, about a quarter million blind?
About 285 million blind around the world.
200, and how many in the U.S.?
Over 10 million in North America.
Now, you showed me it's called, for the books, where it's the touch and feel for reading, right? It's called, what is it called?
Braille.
Braille. I was thinking you can just go ahead and submit this to a factory, and there's a lot of them, but there's actually just one?
Yeah, in the States and North America, there's one major Braille press that's called National Braille Press, literally, that's what it's called.
Yeah.
And the thing is, what people really don't understand about Braille and blind products in general, since we're not the mass population, there aren't many people producing things for blind people. So it always is expensive. It always gets exorbitant. It's really, really an expensive project or task to take, to put a book that's in print and put it in Braille.
But you've done that.
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah.
So if we go back to what we were talking about my wife. So when she took her shahada, when she took her declaration of faith and she accepted Islam as her way of life, her next step was, I want to learn more about Islam. Okay. So, and she's someone who likes to read. So we looked and we tried to find resources for her in English, in Braille, about Islam, and we found nothing. This was about 12 years ago. Found nothing at all. So at that point, we were in our 19, 20, things like that, you know, really young. So we really didn't think about moving forward. So fast forward some time to 2016, last year. She really wanted to get more into the religion, and she also wanted to teach our kids. We have three kids, and she wants to homeschool. So she wanted to learn more about the religion for herself, and of course for the kids. So we looked again. And we looked and we searched high and low, and unfortunately we found nothing.
Nothing at all.
Nothing, no. Alhamdulillah, we have in Arabic, the actual Quran in Arabic is available in Braille. Yeah. And has been available for decades and decades.
Yeah.
But we found nothing. No reliable sources for knowledge in Braille about Islam. So at that point, some circumstances happened. I had a lot of time on my hands. And alhamdulillah, I approached her and I said, hey, how about we do this? Why don't we take the step in making Islam a more accessible thing to the blind community?
And and that's when Islam by Touch was born?
Yeah, she gets the credit for the name.
Yeah, it's a beautiful name.
She came up with the name. So we just, I told her, I was like, listen, why don't we take a reliable English translation and put it in Braille? And just give it out for free. We don't charge for these books. We give them out for free. So I did my research just to make sure that no one else was doing it, and I had to learn how to actually do it myself, because we didn't have money to hire people. So we literally went on a hunt for fundraising. Went around to different masajid, a little bit here and there, and did some things online, like I think it's Launch Good. They do some Muslim crowdfunding.
Yeah.
So we did a Launch Good campaign, and alhamdulillah, we were able to raise enough money to buy what's known as a Braille embosser. That's literally a printer for Braille.
Yeah.
And all the equipment we need and the initial materials we needed to put these books together. So after about a process of 8 or 9 months, we completed the full English meanings of the Quran in Braille. It's 10 volumes, so we completed all 10 volumes of this book, and we started giving it out for free.
So 10 volumes, they come out to, you got a box here, that's like,
yeah.
How many, that's like over 12, a foot.
Yeah, that's 12 by 12 box right there.
12 by 12 box right there.
Yeah.
So it's not like the same size as what you'd get a normal
Quran. No, absolutely not. Whereas you could get a normal translation or a normal Quran, like something you could just throw in your backpack, or even something that's almost pocket sized.
Yeah.
With this, there aren't different sizes of Braille in regards to making it really small. There's two kinds of Braille. There's just the standard Braille, and then they have something called jumbo Braille for people who have diabetes that have trouble feeling with their fingertips. So we went the standard route, of course, and it's just one size fits all in regards to that.
Yeah.
So So a book that can fit in your pocket has to be spread amongst 10 volumes just so that we can make it big enough to fit enough information in there, but small enough that someone can put it in their backpack and take it with them if they want to read.
We're going to take a break, and inshallah we'll be back with more with our brother here from Islam by Touch. Welcome back to the Dean Show, and we're with Nadir from
Islam by Touch. You got it, Akhi.
Yeah.
I'm amazed.
You guys, you and your wife who accepted Islam, you guys started this wonderful project. You said there's over 10 million legally blind, totally blind, combined people in the U.S., right?
In North America. So in U.S. America. And Canada, yeah.
How many, is there any organization, do you know of any organization that's reaching out to share this message with those 10 million?
Well, as far as I know, and I've done massive amounts of research, we are the only Muslim organization in North America dedicated to the blind community over here.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there are many other organizations that are either secular or, you know, Christian-based or Jewish-based or something like that, but nothing from the Muslims.
Mm-hmm.
So we are the first to do this. Alhamdulillah.
I don't know if you got a chance to see. I had a brother who accepted Islam, and maybe a few weeks later he was on the show. Mm-hmm. He was blind, and we talked about it was amazing. He was blind, and it relates to how Allah is saying it's not the the heart that's blind.
Mm-hmm. Right?
It's not the eyes that are blind, but the heart.
Are you talking about my man Abdul Malik Clare?
No, not him. There was another.
Oh, was another brother.
Yeah, it was another brother.
I know he says that a lot. He always uses that.
Yeah,
the brother.
and this brother, he ended up. We did this a couple years ago. It was amazing to mm-hmm. see him accept Islam and the scarcity now of materials.
Yeah,
but you do. One positive thing, you can listen, but again, I think like your wife says on your website, there's nothing some people like to read.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know, the whole thing with Islam by Touch is, of course, we started with this, you know, English meanings of the Quran in Braille project. That's the base. Mm-hmm. And really, it's to give people choices. You know, we want to have the same choices. And when I say we, I'm talking about the blind community. Mm-hmm. We don't have the same choices as our sighted counterparts have, you know. So we want to be able to choose whether we want to listen or we want to read and have that as an option. So, and then also, like my wife, for example, she likes to sit there and reflect. So that silence between her and the book, just her reading and reading the lines as she goes and having time to reflect on these verses, you know, that's how she gets in touch with the deen. That's how she, you know, really has a feeling for the religion.
Mm-hmm.
So that's her preference, of course, but it could be something different for someone else, and we also help with that as well. Our overall goal altogether is just to make Islam as a whole accessible to both the Muslim and non-Muslim blind community.
Yeah. I think if any genuine someone's genuine and sincere, and they just, even if they have access, because many people are reluctant to pick up a book on Islam because there's a lot of negative stereotypes.
Of course.
But if anyone's sincere and they really want to know the truth, Islam makes sense.
Absolutely.
It fits with the innate disposition that we were created with. Worship the creator, not the creation. Now you have an advantage because you were telling me there aren't too many books for the blind to read. But
yeah.
Now your organization is trying to make that happen. And now if you have a scarcity of books, people are going to be more inclined to read something when you give them to them, you know, if the blind, instead of some people, you give them stuff, they just throw it to the side because there's so many books.
Exactly. Right?
They don't want to
exactly.
read. But now someone will be more inclined from the blind community to read because you don't have too many options, do you?
No, that's exactly right. That's exactly right. I mean, especially when it comes to Islam. I mean, don't get me wrong. There is a library, a National Library of Congress that has tons of books in Braille, you know. But when you look up the topic of Islam or Muslims, the only thing you could really find are either books written in a negative connotation about Islam.
In
Braille.
In Braille?
Yeah.
They have that far?
Oh, yeah.
You're kidding me. Wow.
They have them. Or you may find like a biography of Malcolm X or something like that. So when we went with this initiative, we really want to go hard on it for two reasons. Mm-hmm. Number one, we want to make this available to the Muslim blind community that's born and raised in North America or any English-speaking country, because to learn how to read Arabic Braille is like learning a completely different language. And no one teaches that here. No one teaches how to read Arabic Braille in the U.S. or Canada or anything like that. When you're a child, you learn how to read in English. So that's why we want to make it available to our Muslim counterparts so they can actually understand what they memorize. And secondly, we want to make it available to the 10 million some blind people that aren't Muslim, that they're not getting a true perspective of Islam. You know, they're getting a perspective of Islam from social media and different news outlets that may not paint us in the best picture.
Yeah.
So why not give them Islam from the source, mm-hmm. from a Muslim?
Yeah.
You know, and of course, we want to make this available to, and we want to put these in blind organizations that have nothing to do with Islam, like guide dog schools and training centers for the blind. In their libraries, because they have libraries. And mm-hmm. I can tell you one thing, in every one of their libraries, there's a Braille Bible.
Yeah.
And they make those, you know, our Christian counterparts step their game up when it comes to Braille.
Mm-hmm.
They put them out there in mass. So alhamdulillah, now we have something to put next to it just to show that, you know, the Muslims didn't forget about the blind community.
Yeah, definitely. This is very, very, very important. I think my brother was asking you the question about now when a person is blind, do their other senses get enhanced?
Yeah, so there is a misconception on that. Mm-hmm. A lot of people figure, you know, if one thing gets taken away, then all your other senses just, you know, they pretty much get strengthened. It's really a situation of depending on things more, you know? So if for example, your job is to lift heavy boxes all day mm-hmm. long, eventually you will get stronger.
Yeah.
You know? So if I'm blind and I depend on my hearing a lot more, then because I'm depending on my hearing a lot more, that sense will get keener and stronger and more precise just because I'm using it more, you know,
mm-hmm.
Based on the fact that my eyes are deficient. So we use the other senses to compensate for them.
Yes. Amazing. What made you decide to put this? Because I've noticed you have different English translations, and again, that's not the Quran. This is the meaning of the Quran.
Yes,
the originals in the Arabic.
I noticed you chose
the Sahih International, which is a really great translation compared to many others. It doesn't have the thou. This the old.
Yeah, exactly. That's one of the main reasons why we chose it.
Yeah.
Have you met the?
I believe it was the two women.
Yeah.
Have you met them?
I have not had the opportunity to meet them. No. Yeah. So we chose this translation. Actually, I could show you. Let me just show this book right here. This right here, this is volume one.
Yeah.
Okay. So just to explain this to you, volume one out of 10 has, each one has three edges inside or juz. Yeah. So like, you know, three parts of the Quran out of the 30 parts, mm-hmm. right? So we went with Sahih International just based on the fact that it is fairly simple English.
Yes.
It's easy to understand, but it still maintains eloquence when it passes on the message of Islam.
Mm-hmm.
So, and of course, it's in our modern day English. It's not that thee and thou and ye old English. It's not that. So that's why we went with specifically Sahih International.
Mm-hmm. Alhamdulillah. We're going to take a break, another break. They air our shows on several satellite channels, so they need this break.
Otherwise,
we'd keep going. We're going to take that break, and God willing, we'll be right back here on the Deen Show. Don't go anywhere. Assalamu alaikum. Welcome back to the Deen Show, Islam by Touch. We're with one of the founders.
It was your
wife. She's not with us today. She's also someone who accepted Islam. She comes from a Hispanic background, Latino.
Yeah, my wife is Puerto Rican.
Yeah. Has she hooked up with the organization Islam in Spanish?
We actually work
together.
I've been speaking with the brothers because one of the next things we really want to work on is taking a Spanish translation and putting it in Braille as well.
Yeah. That's...
Because there is a massive Latino community.
Yes.
You know, and based on the fact that, like I said, she's Hispanic, it's near and dear to her. And alhamdulillah, we're really doing great things when it comes to da'wah to that community. So I think we should reach out to the blind community as well.
Tell us some more, any experiences that you've had in sharing this deen with people in the blind community.
So actually, when it comes to giving da'wah, and this was before, of course, we started Islam by Touch.
Mm-hmm.
Generally, whenever we talk to blind people, friends of ours, and we tell them about Islam, a lot of the times you do get, yeah, man, that makes a lot of sense. It's clear. Yeah. And alhamdulillah, our third board member, you know, the board member of the organization,
yeah,
she is a, you know, she's blind and she came to Islam from da'wah for myself and my wife.
Mm-hmm.
Alhamdulillah. So yeah, I mean, it's something that I feel that can definitely resonate with the blind community.
Yeah.
You know, there are many people that are blind that go through a lot of issues like depression and, you know, can't cope with their disability,
mm-hmm,
you know, even though, you know, as I believe, it's a part of life. That's it. Something that Allah gave you, something that God gave you, and that's it. You have it, you deal with it, you learn to live with it, and you keep rolling. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
So I think Islam in general empowers you, despite the fact that you may have something, that you may have a disability. So just from different ayat in the Quran, different hadith from the Prophet, you know, verses and sayings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they empower you and they make you understand that this is Allah's plan. This is what God has planned for you. And, you know, it's something that you shouldn't take as a hindrance, but as it's a favor from God. And I know it's strange to hear that, but people, you know, once you actually start looking into this religion, you start to understand it.
I think most of us, we take for granted many of the gifts and the blessings that the Creator has given us. And one of those is to be able to see,
yeah,
you know. And it's remarkable and amazing that you guys are doing this project to get this Quran out. This is a verbatim word of God, get it, yeah, into the hands of people, to the blind community. But people who can see, what do you tell people who can see but they're disconnected from the Quran?
So when it comes to the people that can see, that I mean, I would always just you keep it as simple as possible. You know, Islam is not a difficult religion or way of life.
Mm-hmm.
If you show them the simplicity of, listen, we worship one Creator, that's it. The being that brought you on this earth, submit your will to that Creator, and you're good to go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and people with all the other rituals that go on with all the other religions, when they hear that, they're like, really, is that all it is? You know,
yeah.
And subhanAllah, you see people being very receptive to just that alone.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the whole thing we want to transfer to the blind community, you know. Mm-hmm. And we, like I said, that's the whole reason why we did this.
Yeah. But what about Muslims? I'm talking about who they can see.
Uh-huh.
They have the Quran on their shelves, but it just sits on the shelves. They don't have a daily, a 5 minute, a 2 minute connection.
I would say stop taking advantage of what you have available to you. You know, this has not been in existence until 2 months ago.
Yeah.
This braille copy of the English meanings of the Quran.
But I'm talking about someone who has, they can read, they don't even need to.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying though. This hasn't been available for only 2 months and there's people waiting on this.
Mm.
You have it on your shelf. You can take it with you anywhere you want to go. You could take it, it's with you, you put it in your pocket and you could bring it with you and you don't. It sits on the shelf, it collects dust, you have problems in your life and you refuse to turn to the book of Allah to find out how to solve those problems. You know, when it's right there. So that's what I would say to my sighted counterparts. Just stop, you know, realize the gift that you have there available to you and take advantage of it. It was given to you for a reason, so use it. Because those that don't have the ability that you have to see and to be able to freely and easily access this, now that we have it, inshallah, the blind community will take advantage of it. So you guys, you know, it should be something that you should have done, you know, yeah. As a sighted community. You know, it's a shame. It really is a shame to see that people have all these issues in life and we all go through hardships. But when you have this comfort there and you don't use it and you don't utilize the benefit of it, it's a shame and it's a waste.
Yeah. SubhanAllah. You can just ponder all day and night just one of these blessings. I look and, you know, just sight and hearing and these things. And it's just amazing that it took you actually it takes you 7 to 8 hours to make basically the whole day, whole working day, to put just one together?
To put all 10 volumes.
All 10 volumes.
Yeah. So this, So I would literally use, like I said, a Braille embosser, which is the Braille printer, right? And it would emboss these pages, you know, you could feel them, of course. Yeah. And as it completes, I would take it, I'd put this comb, this binding comb, into a binding machine, open it up, and just put the pages through it and keep printing as I go. So it takes me about 6 to 8 hours to do the whole thing, all 10 volumes. So it's a lot of work. It's not easy. But alhamdulillah, it's something that we took upon ourselves, and inshallah, this is just the beginning.
Yeah. Yeah, it's you're giving back. That's you know, in today's society where you see many people wasting a lot of time.
Yeah.
You
know?
Even someone in a position like yourself, they could be sitting there and, like you said, just being in a bucket or a tub of depression and, you know, cursing God, blaming God, and not giving back to humanity. You've taken another route, and it shows that when you're grateful, you're thankful, and then you're happy. And even in this state, you know, you're happy. Obviously all of us go through trials, but then you're spending your time wisely. With every second that you spend on this, you're on Allah's time clock. It's no time lost.
Yeah.
And you're giving back. It's an act of ibadah, worship. But it's amazing how many people have sight and just wasting time. You know?
One thing I say, you know, whenever I go and I give a khutbah, you know, the talk on Friday when we go and we pray. When I go give the khutbah, I say, look, you know, when the Prophet ﷺ said that you truly never believe until you love for your brother what you love for yourself,
yeah,
I said, that's all we want. We want the ability to love to read like you do. We want the ability to love to be accepted by the community as just a normal person like you do.
Yeah.
You know? And that's really what it boils down to. Yeah. And that's really what we're seeking. You know, mm-hmm. we're just because I can't see.
Yeah,
I can't see well. Don't think that I'm deficient in any way.
Exactly, yeah.
You know? I mean, we have so many different examples from our history, from Islamic history, of how we elevated blind people.
Yeah.
You know? All the way to the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You know, examples of how he left the blind man in charge of Medina when he would leave the city.
Yeah.
And now when we see blind people, we think they're a charity case.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, where did we go?
You're,
what happened?
But you guys,
you know,
you guys are doing the work of you know, of just you and your wife and your team.
You know, me and my wife.
They're priceless. It's just you two. That's just amazing. I mean,
alhamdulillah, we've been going around. Oh, I've been going around. You know, my wife, she's we have three kids. She's carrying our fourth.
Alhamdulillah.
You know, inshallah, she'll be coming on the road with me once the baby's born and a little older.
Yeah.
But, you know, she's the support. She proofread every single book.
Yeah.
You know, to make sure there's no errors in them. And you know, it's me and her and the support that we get.
Yeah.
You know, alhamdulillah, I've been traveling. Like, I'm here in Illinois. I've been to North Carolina. We went to Baltimore for the ICNA convention, mm-hmm. and I went to a mosque over there. And, you know, people, there hasn't been one person that's looked at the initiative that we put forth and says, wow, I don't see why we need that. Not one person has said that.
Yeah.
Everyone that sees is like, wow, this didn't exist? That's the question I hear the most.
Yes.
I'm surprised this didn't exist.
Mm-hmm.
Or I never even thought this was an issue.
Yes.
You know? And alhamdulillah, we're able to bring this to the forefront and show people, yes, this is an issue. And yes, our sighted counterparts, if you want to help and be a part of this, support us, sponsor books, you know, help us spread the word of what we're trying to do. Because this can be a group effort. We'll do the work, just be the backbone, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
So, alhamdulillah, and we've got nothing but support anywhere I go. Anytime I mention this to somebody, I've never had one bad, you know, when no one said, wow, that doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
No one's ever told me that. So, alhamdulillah.
I want people from this episode to derive so many benefits. One of those is a scene that Allah paints of a picture in the Quran that he talks about. There'll be people who will, you know, because as Muslims, we believe there'll be a day of judgment, that you're not just going to pass through this life and not be held accountable at the end of this life, that you're just going to rain havoc on the earth, enjoy all the countless blessings, and disobey your maker, the creator. And then he talks about the wonderful rewards for those who worship him alone, who do good deeds, who live a life of morality, of righteousness. You're going to make mistakes, but Allah is the most loving, kind, and merciful. You turn to him alone, you know, the Creator will forgive you. But those who just, you know, ignore the signs, he talks about people being resurrected blind. And then they'll say, like, why am I blind? I was able, you know, why am I blind now? He said, because when you were able to see, you didn't see the signs that were sent to you. And Allah is sending signs to people, you know, day and night. And if people reflect deeply, the signs are there from the Creator.
And in contrast to that, right? Mm-hmm. One thing I always mention to people is whenever I ask people to sponsor, help us, you know, provide these books.
Yeah.
I say, imagine you sponsor a book. And it goes to an organization for blind people, and just a non-Muslim picks it up and reads it, just out of curiosity.
Yeah.
And Allah guides them, you know, and that person gets married, and they have children.
Yeah.
And their children have children, and so on and so forth. And then come Judgment Day, because as Muslims, we know it's inevitable. Come Judgment Day, when everyone's looking for every single good deed that you could find, and you're standing in front of your Creator, begging for mercy. And this person that you helped sponsor a book for to help them guide them to Islam comes behind you with their entire lineage that came from that guidance. And now that goes on your scale.
Yep.
You know? So, alhamdulillah, there's benefit in this.
And
you know?
We're going to conclude. We're out of time. The other thing I wanted to say is the other two, real quickly, were the inspiration of seeing you and hearing about you and your wife, of putting your time now, taking this situation you're in, taking the positive route and not wasting time, not wasting your life, doing something that is of enormous benefit for the blind community, not just them, just for, you know, humanity in general, of sharing this message in this route, and people can take that positive message from that, from seeing, and also seeing that this life is short, wasting that time at the end, you put on scales of how many minutes, how many hours go by in a day, and how much have I connected with the Creator, with his book, the Quran, with learning this deen, and how much time am I wasting?
Yeah.
Checking the social media, the Facebook, just, you know, getting in conversation, are useless, doing useless things. We all need a little bit of entertainment, you know, halal.
Course.
But how much time is wasted time?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And
absolutely.
Take the matter serious and count, you know, if you were to try to count the blessings of Allah, you just couldn't. There's too many. And appreciate those blessings you have. They can be taken away.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Absolutely. So Islam by Touch?
Islam by Touch. If you want to support us, just learn more about what we're doing, you can go to our website, www.islambytouch.com. And if you fill out the contact form, I'm the guy literally answering the emails.
Yeah.
So I'll see your emails, I'll see your messages, and just please support us anyway.
Yeah.
So
you guys, as being legally blind, you can, there's a distance that you can see and still read.
With alhamdulillah, technology has helped us a lot.
Yeah.
You know, there's screen reading software that reads anything you touch, of course.
Mm-hmm.
There's magnification software that can blow up the screen to up to 20 times if you need it to. So, alhamdulillah, you know, I can read the emails, I could check the social medias, I could do all that stuff. So, you know, once again, IslamByTouch.com. Support us anyway and follow us on social media, at IslamByTouch.
May the Creator of the heavens and earth, Allah, the Almighty, reward you and your family, and bless you guys for doing this wonderful and amazing work.
I mean, both of us, Akhi. Both of us. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah.